The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The day, we're happy with the performance that we did in the three games and to advance out of the group. We would like to end the last game on a better note, not losing. We'd rather get a draw than get the 3 points, but we're to the next round and everything to play for.
We're happy. A lot of people was talking that Portugal and Germany will go to the next of group of 16, so we show the people that that we are a good group and that we can play football.
There you go. What a win for the United States, as the United States a win in the sense they move on to the 16. They lost 1-0 to Germany, but they won because of some other factors. They played great defense, and Germany is a team that's won several World Cups and is very, very tough. So Germany emerges from the group, so does the United States. They make it into the knockout round. The United States will play Belgium on Tuesday, 4 o'clock Eastern. I bet a lot of people are going to be watching that one. It was fun to watch the game, I have to admit. I'm not much of a soccer person, but I really have kind of latched on to this World Cup thing. And I think it's a good escape mechanism and a way to be united, frankly, around the flag and the U.S. and competition. I don't know. That's what it feels like to me. And it's exciting. I love it. I love it that everybody's talking about it and they're pumped up about it. It's a good thing, my friends. It's a very, very good thing. In fact, I even saw a little poll, because, you know, I'm the poll princess, and instead of twisting it in the political way, it was a simple poll about how do you feel, American fans, about your team, and 44% said that they love it. 32% said they're happy, and 11% were excited. What about everybody else? So, can the U.S. get by Belgium? We'll see. And, of course, you heard at the top that was Clint Dempsey and Jermaine Jones were the two people talking about the U.S. and what happens now. They have to do better in a couple of areas. They do have a fair shot against Belgium. But in a knockout round, really, anything can happen, and they certainly know that. As a quick follow-up, because this story certainly made the rounds, imagine you're competing and you just bite. You're known to be a dirty player, and you bite. Just like Mike Tyson, that was like the bite heard around the world when he took a chunk out of Evander Holyfield. Luis Suarez, who plays for Uruguay, the striker for that team, has been banned from competition for 4 months for 9 international matches. No football activity, according to FIFA. And this is a star player, Liverpool player, but he's bitten players 3 times in his career. And so here we go again. By doing this in the World Cup, he gets nailed for biting Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini. And FIFA decided that was it. What is the scoop with biting? I just think it's, I don't get it. I get shoving, tripping, the other things that happen, but the biting thing, you know. And they're going to miss him, too, because the first match of the suspension will be what's going to be served is in the upcoming FIFA World Cup between Colombia and Uruguay on June 28th. And Colombia is a really good team, and they certainly could use him. So by doing that, he costs his teammates too, and you know, who knows what happens. By the way, he also got a fine of 100,000 Swiss francs, which is $111,000 US dollars. He's also not allowed to enter any stadium, so he can't go and watch his teammates, watch any of the games, any of that. So I'm sure he is out of there, and that was a good decision because after the biting thing, he needed to be gone. Probably needed to be gone somewhere before that, but at least they finally booted him anyway. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to lighten the load a little bit more. Oh, yes. Time for our cheap movie review, Transformers. See, this is the Hollywood formula. Once you have a success, then you make another, then you make another, until the people tire of it. And it seems to be the theme, because you have Transformers, then also coming up, this can be a big picture this summer, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, a little sneak preview there, and Guardians of the Galaxy. Some people are already talking about that movie, because summertime kids go to the movies with their friends. It's really what, it's really when the superhero movies or movies that feature apes, like Planet of the Apes, that's when they're going to release it, when they know more kids will probably go and see it, or parents will bring them, or they'll go with their friends, or whatever it might be. So anyway, the cheap movie review coming up round the bend here in America Tonight. I also want to throw this out, because I've had a lot of people lately ask me this question. If I watch TV, and of course the answer to that is yes, I watch TV. I try to limit, I'm not a couch potato, but I get hooked into series or things. And the latest thing I'm hooked into is called Longmire, and it's such a good series. I don't even know what station it's on, because they've already done their first season. I think it's an AMC thing, but the show is great. The guy is kind of like a Wyoming's version, because he's in Wyoming and he's a sheriff, Wyoming's version of Matt Dillon, and he mixed in with a little Columbo. He figures out things that other people have no clue, on his staff or other people that he's around questioning. He figures out the crime and pieces it together. I don't know. I just find it interesting. So for anyone who is curious as to what lately I've watched in the limited time that I watch Tube, I like to see a series and follow it kind of along. And I watched House of Cards, but that's long over with. I watched Orange is the New Black, long over with. And this is kind of the thing that I will tune to, for what it's worth, for what it's worth. Oh, by the way, big decision, Supreme Court slamming down the Obama administration by saying not so fast on the move to appoint during recess key players. Of course, that's not how they said it, but it was a very, very big decision when it comes to, I think, the Constitution, because ultimately this is what it does. It holds up the Constitution. You could argue that it didn't go far enough, and some people would say it didn't go far enough. And this has to do with the National Labor Relations Board, remember that, and appointing key positions, recess appointments, when Congress was recess. So the justices ruled for Congress in this one over the White House. How about that? Unanimous ruling on a pretty narrow focus against the administration. It could invalidate hundreds of decisions by the NLRB, and that issue is whether the three people named by the Prez to the board were ineligible to serve because their appointments were made while the Senate was technically in what they call a pro forma session. And remember, this goes back to the winter holiday break, 2011-2012. 3 days without any business being conducted. Crazy. Movies coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Get past the people, get past the human man. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Your good foot. Run down the curb, let go, let out. Ow. But so the people know what it's about. So the people know what it's about. The people can decide to keep in hand. And dance into the beauty of the soldier man. You know the good.
As promised, let's take a break from the politics of the day, the noise, and perhaps escape. Like Ray in Missouri told us how he's not paying attention this week as much. Yeah, he was tired of it. He's tired of it. And I understand. Boy, certainly, that's what this long holiday weekend coming up next week is for. So, and maybe this weekend you're going to end up taking a grandkid, your own kids, or just yourself. Maybe you're into the whole Transformer thing. So our first movie we're going to kick things off with in our cheap movie review, Transformers Age of Extinction.
This is the greatest advance in modern physics since the splitting of the atom.
A rare metal, molecularly unstable.
It's what they're made of.
Bring it up! All the way!
You guys have never seen a truck like this before.
Dad, you can't keep spending money on junk.
I don't think it's a truck at all. I think we just found a Transformer.
I'm going to ask you this once. Where is Optimus Prime?
After all we have done, humans are hunting us. But I fear we are all targets now.
What is that?
Who sent you here? This is not war. It's human extinction. How many more of my kind must be sacrificed?
Gotta have faith, Brian. Maybe not in who we are. In who we can be.
I'm not leaving my dad.
We need a new army.
All right, so in this installment, which is 4, by the way, directed by Michael Bay, a lot of big effects, Mark Wahlberg, one of the main stars, Stanley Tucci, Kelsey Grammer is in this one, too, and it looks like it's, you know, the continuation, only this time it's they don't understand, as you heard, why the humans are after them. I think on video it's going to be pretty big, and it might be actually big at the movies because there is an audience for it, or they wouldn't try to make it 4 times. Speaking of remakes, how about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Comes out July 11th. There's a lot of buzz over it because, you know, there's something about the whole Planet of the Apes thing. So this is the latest installment with Gary Oldman. Kerry Russell is in it. Andy Serkis is in it. It's about genetically evolved apes being led by, of course, Caesar. And they're threatened. I predict that this will be a pretty big score at the box office. But that's not, this is just kind of a sneak preview of it. It's not coming out this week. It comes out on the 11th. They were smart to avoid the same release date as Transformers. And then check out Guardians of the Galaxy.
Kid, when I left Earth, I had no idea what the universe had in store for me.
Our worlds are facing an unstoppable threat. You guys are our last chance.
I guess we're stuck together. Partners.
Are you telling me the fate of 12 billion people is in the hands of a thief, two thugs, a murderer, and a maniac?
This might not be the best idea.
We will not stand by as evil wipes out billions of innocent lives.
Why would you risk your life for this?
Because right now, life's giving us a chance. If we don't protect the galaxy, who will?
We'll follow your lead.
Oh, yeah.
This is gonna hurt. I have a plan. You've got a plan. I have part of a plan.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real.
Totally fake.
I'm Groot.
Thank you.
What is that?
It's a bomb. And you leave it lying around?
I was gonna put it in a box.
What's a box gonna do?
You just want to suck the joy out of everything.
All right, so this may be a big one as well at the box office. Same thing, you know, here you go, talking about a lot of big budgets and special effects and things that draw in kids, and the kids will probably come to this one. I don't think this will be much of a draw for adults, although in streaming you never know what happens once it goes through the whole streaming thing. And Guardians of the Galaxy, not out just yet, but they definitely have the toys already out. They're all over Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you can pretty much piece the story together. It's a Marvel deal again. So comics are always, always big, my friends. Stay with us. We're booted to the other side.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Across the country, WFLN in Florida, getting a lot of emails from Florida, and we're about to kick off in yet another nook and cranny in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida. So can't wait for that. We have even more details to come and a few other surprises as well next week and the following week. Next week is 4th of July. Can you believe it already? How did we get here? How did we get to 4th of July? What happened to the first half of the year? We are done 6 months. That is shocking to me. Shocking. All right, speaking of shocking, I guess it shouldn't be shocking anymore. Every single day you are pegging the emails into the red. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
By the way, when I say it's pegging into the red, it means, you know, when you have to look at your mail, otherwise it's too full and there's no space. That's what I'm talking about. So on that note, our first one comes to us from Gary, who listens in Indiana. Oh, I know there's a joke in there, but I'm going to leave it alone. And Gary says, Kate, I love it. Finally, the Supreme Court with a big, 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 did I say that enough? Big, big victory, I think, for people who care about the Constitution and presidential overreach, to say the least. And I'm being kind. Recess appointments are ridiculous, and the latest one from the NLRB by the president was absolutely outrageous. And the issue was over the three people named by Obama to the board. Were they ineligible to serve because their appointments were made when the Senate was in pro forma session during the 2011-2012 winter holiday break, by the way, because it was the chamber was really empty. They were convening every 3 days without any business conducted and blah, 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 and that was known. So the Constitution allows a president to fill temporary appointments during a recess without congressional approval, but more recently, they're trying to stop that or trying to thwart, because they're saying that they're trying to thwart certain appointments by technically shutting down the Senate, by never technically doing that. And it's creating partisan gridlock. That's what some of the Democrats in the Senate would tell you. So that's what led to the president deciding what he was going to do when it came to the NLRB, right? So the new presidential spokesperson, Josh Earnest, talked with reporters on Air Force One and said the White House was deeply disappointed in the decision and said the administration is still reviewing it. So the court's opinion doesn't have an immediate effect because Democrats controlling the Senate imposed rules making it harder for Republicans to block Obama's nominees. But a change in Senate control after the midterm elections, Republicans need six, could renew the disagreements. Justice Stephen Breyer said, "We conclude the recess appointment clause does not give the president the constitutional authority to make the appointments here at issue. We hold that the Senate is in session and not in recess when the Senate says that is in session." How about that? The court did say the executive could use his power to make recess appointments even when the vacancy occurred before the Senate goes on break. Oh, my. So to achieve what they did, I think the court took a limited approach, avoiding a decision that could have led to more recess scenarios, which would blunt the executive power probably even more. Four conservative justices, do we know who they are, of course, wanted the colleagues with the robes to go further and explained that the majority bends over backwards to preserve some of the president's options. How about that? And the Senate certainly weighed in on it. Mitch McConnell said, "I welcome the Supreme Court's important decision today. This administration has a tendency to abide by laws that it likes and disregards those it doesn't." Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, said President Obama did the right thing when he made these appointments on behalf of the American workers. Now, it's interesting, if you look at recess appointments, Ronald Reagan made 240. George H.W. Bush made 77, Clinton 139, George W. Bush 171, Obama has made 32. Somebody said to me today, and I saw a great little story on this, and I was jotting notes, and I knew some of these already, but how about Chief Justice Earl Warren? He was, believe it or not, a recess appointment. How do you feel about Alan Greenspan? He was a recess appointment. Dwight Eisenhower, a recess appointment. Judge Thurgood Marshall, a recess appointment. I say that what Obama did was like cheating at poker and knowing everybody's watching, like the camera's on you and they want to boot you. And the crazy thing that happened there is, or now will happen there, is the court's ruling would probably put in jeopardy some decisions made by Richard Cordray, who was appointed to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's being challenged in another court somewhere else, by the way. He was named the same day as the three National Labor Relations Board appointments. That gave the board a full panel for the first time in a year. And the lawsuit, how it ended up in the Supreme Court's lap, was brought by Noel Canning, a family-owned Yakima, Washington bottle company which complained that the board improperly ruled in favor of Teamsters Local 760 during contract negotiations. Company executives said the board lacked a binding quorum because the recess appointments made by Obama were not legal. And that's ultimately the case that led to the challenge. I think it's a good ruling. I think it's a solid ruling. The timing is interesting, but the ruling is absolutely, I think that the ruling is absolutely solid. Because, you know, it's all about legal basis, going back and to look at other legal cases. And the basis on the legal side of it came from a 1993 Department of Justice brief saying the president should act only if the Senate is in official recess more than 3 days. And this was a more than an overreach. So this was a really good thing. I went off on a tangent because, of course, we're doing the mailbag, but let's get another one quickly. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, bravo to the Supreme Court. Often I don't agree with their rulings. Sometimes it's kind of quirky. This was a good one when it comes to the National Labor Relations Board appointments. That should not happen again. There shouldn't be these recess appointments, especially when it comes to Obama. Boo, boo, boo. He's not transparent, only in his desire to do whatever he wants to do. So I think the Supreme Court got it right. Got one here from Joseph listening to us in Florida who says, Katie Kate, I had to quickly get this in. I heard you talking about that guy in Georgia who left his kid in the car and the little boy sadly died. I think he is guilty as sin and they ought to put him in a sauna for life and see how long he lasts. Nothing but swift justice for him. Very sad to see his little boy, the photographs of him, and to think as to what happened here. How could a father want that to happen, let it happen, whatever the case ends up being? He says he didn't do it on purpose, but I think there's going to be big, big challenges ahead for him. That's why he's still sitting there in prison and denied bail. Got this one from William, who says, learner and emails. If all of us operated our businesses that way, Kate, we wouldn't have businesses. Why is there so many backups to backups? And certainly the government, which spends so much money on ridiculous things, would have systems in place so that it wouldn't easily crash. Yes, nothing's 100%, but I think this is more than a little fishy. And then finally, this one from Samuel, who says, Kate, do you like Transformers? Do you like Shia LaBeouf? Did you see that he got in trouble with the law for being obnoxious and drunk? I don't know all the details, but I think he was in New York. Yeah, that just happened not too long ago. I mean, it happened on Thursday. He's apologizing again. He's on Broadway doing Cabaret. And I guess he had a just incredible outburst at the theater. It's so bad. He was drunk and he had created a ruckus, is what it's being called. And they charged him with criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, obscene language, the New York Police Department. And this is like the world is unraveling for this kid, which I don't understand. Back in February, I remember this, there was something in Los Angeles. There was some kind of disturbance there for different things that he had done. And I remember that he had some kind of an exhibit where he said, I'm sorry. So now he's going to, have to take that exhibit and put it somewhere in New York and apologize there. Oh, that is brutal. He's becoming the male version of Lindsay Lohan. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Perfect time to have Jeff Atticott on to toss things around with, especially with what we're seeing in the Middle East. He's a terrorism expert. And, you know, Jeff, as you watch what's happening in Iraq, and I thought of you as soon as all of this started happening, and we've talked so often about jihad and Sharia law and intent and all that. Tell us about this group that now has raised the most money of any terror group, from what I understand.
Well, you know, it's an interesting combination because they're obviously they're Sunni based and they are a terrorist group. But you have, of course, the fact that the Shiites under Maliki have taken power. When we left in 2011, he almost excluded all the Sunnis from the government. And so they have the sympathy of the Sunni population, which is in the Sunni triangle. And that's where they've had all of their achievements and successes is in the Sunni triangle. Because the Sunni military, they're simply kind of going over to the other side. So even though many of the Sunnis do not agree with the terror tactics, they're looking at these folks and saying, well, it's better than the Shiites and being under their thumb. So they've actually have that. But you notice they're not going to take Baghdad. They're not going to go into the Shiite territory. They're simply going to carve out the Sunni territory and then set up their rule from there.
Yeah, you know, talking about Nouri al-Maliki, why is this guy in the position that he's in the first place? Really, wasn't he weak from the beginning, and wasn't he exclusionary from the beginning?
Yes, he was. There's no question about that. We should have done what we did in World War II. When we conquered the Germans, when we conquered the Japanese, we went in and we basically told them, here's what you're going to do and here's how you're going to do it. We have this silly idea, you know, of democracy. Let everybody go out and vote. Well, that's not what democracy really is all about. If you stand for intolerance, then you don't get to vote. And in a country like Iraq and other Middle Eastern countries, they don't have democratic principles. So you're voting basically for, as we saw in Egypt, like the Muslim Brotherhood, for intolerance. And if that's the case, then you don't stand for elections. So we kind of fell into this illusion that, you know, people will choose for the better path. And that's just not, that's not subtle. When you have a country that has decades and hundreds of years of a very backward view of the concept that we take for granted in this country.
Yeah, so what do you think that means as we watch all of this spill over for Afghanistan and ultimately the end of the road with Afghanistan?
Well, of course, Afghanistan is going to be a disaster, and that's why Obama released Bergdahl, because he has been trying for several years to get the Taliban to negotiate with him, because, you know, liberals always think, if I can just talk to them and sprinkle magic fairy dust, they're going to love us and we'll negotiate and share our differences and all this other nonsense. So the Taliban basically gave President Obama half the peace side and said, we're not negotiating with you unless you give us our top four-star generals, the five that are in Guantanamo Bay. So Obama agreed to release those people. Bergdahl was simply a pawn in his effort to get the Taliban to go to the table. And, of course, now that Bergdahl is released, the Taliban is, if they do go to the table, you know, they're not going to do what President Obama wants. What President Obama wants is to leave Afghanistan without having the narrative that we were driven out, because the Taliban is going to step up their attacks, because that's the narrative they want to portray, that they drove the Americans out, and have that as their rallying cry for thousands of new recruits as they take over the country once again.
Wow. Scary, scary stuff. And then we see also the relationships and what's evolving there, that you have the Secretary of State, John Kerry. In my opinion, Jeff, he wasn't over there fast enough anyway. But how would you say the administration from that perspective has handled things?
Well, you know, John Kerry is a liberal's liberal, as President Obama is, as Hillary Clinton is. They're disoriented to reality. They come up with these silly ideas. We're going to have a reset button, and everybody will just love us, and we're going to just be so wonderful by the presence of our personality. And these people look at our leadership as jokes. You know, really, that's what you think about the world. All they understand is the strong man. And right now they perceive that this president is not the strong man, and therefore they have no respect for American might. And even though we have the mightiest army in the world, they're simply kicking sand in our eyes, and they know that nothing will happen. And so they have no respect for us, and they have no fear for us, and therefore we have very little leverage with these people, because we're not going to use our heavy weapons. We're not going to go back into Iraq. They know that. And so these shuttle diplomacy things are nothing more that we saw with the Paris Peace Accords, with North Vietnam, the same old nonsense. You know, you're going to negotiate with these individuals that are basically totalitarian murderers. Not going to happen.
The former VP, Dick Cheney, says, you wait and see, that this is vicious enough that this is the group that can spread into the United States. What do you say to that?
Well, he's right. I mean, you know, we have two categories of jihadists. We have our domestic homegrown jihadists, and when they plan an attack here in the homeland, they're about 90% unsuccessful. Most of the plots have been broken up. They've been prosecuted by the Department of Justice. A few of them got through, like the folks in Boston and one here in Texas, but the majority don't get through. When Al-Qaeda Central plans an attack, they're about 50 to 60% successful in their attacks. They have a higher rate of success because they have more skills, they have more intelligence, they have more assets to plan and put together these sophisticated attacks, whereas our homegrown folks, they're very dedicated to the cause, but, not very sophisticated in the planning aspect of conducting an attack.
Being in Texas, when you see what's happening at the borders now, especially with these new immigration policies kicking in. Do you fear that even there, that's where somebody could slip in? Because certainly it'd be much easier, I would think, to come through our southern border than it would be through the north.
It's already happened. We convicted somebody in San Antonio 2 years ago, a member of Al-Shabaab, and before he invoked his Miranda rights, he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I smuggled in several Al-Qaeda operatives in the United States already, and then he invoked his Miranda rights. So, yeah, there's that possibility. And, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, that liberals will avoid the issue and the reality that every nation has a right to protect its border. I'm all for immigration as long as it's legal immigration. I am against illegal immigration, as any rational person should be.
Yeah, why is it that when you say that, it's like everything rains down on your head that you're just evil and you're not a humanitarian, and how could you think that? Is it just that, you know, here it is, you're playing for either one team or the other, and people aren't paying attention to what we're really seeing at the border, like what you just mentioned?
Yeah, it's a disorientation to reality, and, you know, I'm painting a very broad brush, but liberals, that's how I define them. They are disoriented to reality. They don't understand the simple concepts of, you know, you can't negotiate with totalitarian regimes. They think you can. They think the military is some type of a political tool. No, the military is to be used for self-defense and in crushing the enemy. So they have a whole different idea, a whole different worldview that will lead, in my opinion, to the collapse of the nation sooner or later.
Last one, you know, you mentioned you're there, of course, in San Antonio at St. Mary's and Bo Bergdahl in the reintegration process. What do you think ultimately is going to be the end of the line for him? What do you think after the investigation they're going to decide?
Well, from all that I've heard and anecdotal evidence that I've received, the guy's a traitor. He should be shot. He's a deserter in time of warfare, and that is the penalty for desertion in warfare is the death penalty. The military didn't classify him that way initially because it's a thought that's so abhorrent to our military esprit de corps that one of our own would side and go with the enemy. It's just unthinkable. And so because we didn't want to think about it, we just kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt. But clearly, from all the facts, this guy is a deserter. What was his motivation, whether he was a flower child and you know, just wanted to go to the other side to give peace a chance, or whether he wanted to give intelligence to the enemy, I can guarantee you the enemy did not receive him with open arms. The Taliban tortured him and beat him and gave him a good dose of reality. Whether or not that would do him any good is unclear.
Yeah, the sad part about that, too, as you know, are is the fact that his platoon members, went after him to find him, as was the military credo, you know, don't leave a man behind. And you know this, Jeff, that there were a couple that were actually killed. There's some dispute as to, oh, gee, was that actually what happened? And was it in the line of duty of trying to find him? But certainly that's at least what several of the soldiers in his platoon are saying, and I think that makes it that much more disturbing, don't you?
Yeah, and those, you know, who's lying? The upper echelon that says that they weren't out to find him, or the soldiers on the ground that know better? The upper echelon is lying to protect this narrative. But I always say, when people give me that line about we knew no soldier behind, that's true. But he left us behind. We never left him behind. And I wouldn't expend one penny going after him once it was established that he had taken off his uniform and walked out to join the enemy. Game over. You left us behind, my friend.
Yeah. All right, we're ending on that. Jeff Adicott, terrorism expert, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.